Marty Lurie here, KNBR 680, with Trevor Brown, a catcher for the San Francisco Giants. And now the Phillies in town, and you got to prepare for the Philadelphia Phillies. And I, as I said earlier, I did a show with Benji Molina, and he captivated everybody with the amount of preparation that goes into a game that you're going to catch. So I thought, let's go through a typical day for you at the ballpark. The beginning of a series, you're catching, and what goes on?
Yeah, it's a lot of different stuff we got to do. For me, this is the first time I've seen the Phillies, and so I got to go in there and to the video room and watch some games. I normally, the pitchers we have on our little iPads here, that it's got previous games that they pitched against some of these hitters, and PV tonight has none. So this might be a little bit of a tougher one to try to get a read from Jake, just because I won't be able to watch him pitch against these guys yet. So I'm just going to have to look at these guys individually and kind of try to read their swings off some video and then come up with a game plan.
All right, Trevor Brown with us. Reading swings, is it easy? Can you tell what's going to happen? What do you look for?
It's different. Sometimes it's you can on video, but you have to kind of find a pitcher that's similar, because guys are going to have different approaches to different pitchers. So for me, I have to try to find a pitcher that's, you know, similar in velocity, arm angle, that kind of thing. That way I can try to, because it wouldn't make sense to read a pitcher off like a lefty or a guy that throws really hard, because, you know, Jake's not that kind of guy. So it's like I just have to find a guy that's similar and then try to do that. But then once you get in the game too, you get a better feel when you're actually there watching the guy right next to you.
And what are some of the things you look for when you read a swing? What are some of the variables?
You look at, like, first pitch swinging tendencies, and if their approach changes when they get to two strikes, and kind of what they're trying to do, if it looks like they're trying to pull early, if they take pitches early, and all kinds of different stuff.
How do you remember all this?
It's tough. Yeah, I try to just go over it two or three times for each guy in my head before I go out there. And then we got Rags and Boach in the dugout too. So sometimes I'll come in and be like, hey, remind me again on this guy. Just give me a little, like, quick tip, and we'll, you know, chat real quick, and then head out there for the inning.
Well, I know you went to UCLA, a very good school, but my son went there as well, so I know you're smart. But do you make notes at all?
They kind of give us notes here, so we got like hot and cold zones and all those, that tendency stuff. So I try to just remember that and kind of make a mental picture in my head of each of the, like, little hot and cold zones for each guy, and try to remember that as I'm playing.
Really, it's amazing. I'm glad we have a few minutes with you, because I see you're ready to go study.
Yep.
All right, so and what about the pitcher now? And then you got to get together with the pitcher, don't you?
You got to get together with the pitcher and then just kind of talk over that game plan and make sure we're kind of on the same page with how we want to attack guys.
So now what time is it? And let's say it's a 7:15 game. What time do you do all this stuff?
I get here at 2, change, grab some food, and then from maybe 2:30, 2:45 until BP, I'm doing the studying aspect of it. And then BP, and I come back, and then it's just like try to relax and get my mind ready to play.
All right, then when do you grab the pitcher?
Usually between BP and the game, kind of right before you get out, and have it nice and fresh.
All right, Trevor Brown with us. This is interesting. I'm glad that you're sharing this with everybody. All right, so now the game goes on, and you're looking at the feet, you're looking at the eyes. What are you looking for during the game?
Just kind of seeing if my initial, you know, thoughts on the guys are, if they're trying to make adjustments, or if they're sticking with what I thought they were doing, or if they're completely different than what I thought they were doing, and then just kind of going from there. Sometimes they change it bat to a bat.
All right. Now the pitcher looks in, you put the sign down, and he shakes you off. But we've talked about this. You know what I want to do. And he shakes you off. What do you think?
Sometimes, you know, they can, you know, like I'm reading the guy from back behind the plate. Sometimes they're doing the same thing out there, and, you know, maybe they throw a pitch and they see something I don't. So if they're shaking, then, you know, maybe they see something I don't. I'm with one of the older guys too, especially, like, you know, like Jake, if he's going to shake, then he's gonna shake. We're going to go with what he wants to throw.
All right. The other thing Benji Molina said, Trevor Brown with us, he talked about putting the signs down with someone on second base. And he said he gave about four variables. If the count's 1-1, if you're ahead in the count, behind in the count, and all sorts of different things. It was really interesting.
Yeah, that's another one of the things you go over with the pitcher before the game. And there's all kinds of different things you can do, and it's just so that way you're not giving one sign out there with a guy in second so they can't relay it.
All right. And again, I'm amazed that everyone could remember all this stuff. I really am, because the signs go quickly. Do you ever have a pitcher? Well, you probably have someone put a sign down, he doesn't throw what you think is coming.
Oh, yeah, that happens. It's not very fun.
What do you do?
Try to get out of the way. Don't let it hit you anywhere where it's going to hurt.
All right. One other thought for you. You have to hit, and you've had some big home runs, and you've hit well for the Giants. When do you work on your hitting?
Yeah, that kind of comes second. So my main focus kind of in my role is to try to go out there and catch a good game and hopefully get a win. And so, I get my hitting. I get my work in there too when I'm between studying and stuff. I just kind of pick and choose when it's not open. I can get in there. I'm one of the younger guys, so I go down there earlier. But I still get it all in there. Just kind of make sure I'm prepared in all aspects.
Yeah, doesn't it make you sort of admire even more the Johnny Benches of the world, the Carlton Fisk, Buster Posey, people like that? They can still hit and still catch at a championship level.
Yeah, it's tough. I don't know how some guys do it so well. It is. It's pretty hard to do.
All right. Nice to have you on the show as always, and we'll have to see how you put the signs down tonight, and we'll have to take a look at it and see what happens. But I appreciate you being on.
All right. Thank you. Appreciate it.
All right. More coming up, KNBR 680, the sports leader. Cool.